Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com getting set for the start of the 2017 high school football season, the first day of practice next Monday, August the 7th. And one of the big storylines heading into the new season is conference affiliation again, and this time involving Monmouth-Roseville, specifically football. They're in the Three Rivers Conference. They'll be on the Mississippi Division side, and Jeremy Adolphson, your schedule looks drastically different in 2017 compared to the last several years, that's for sure, and you have to feel a little bit at ease heading into the new season, knowing that really the conference issue's been solved for your football program.
Absolutely, yeah, we're definitely excited to have found a home and one that I think that we most belong in. You know, there have been lots of conversations over the last 4 to 5 years of possible landing spots for us. But I think in all, this is a place where we should be, both on, you know, size of school and history and tradition and teams that I think we fit in pretty well with, definitely. So really looking forward to that. And like you say, just some stability there. There's a lot of teams there that are not going anywhere. And you know, the stability that we didn't find in the West Central really since I got there in 11, where we played a different schedule every single year. To the point where, you know, a year ago we have 6 non-conference games and 3 conference games. So just excited about the stability there and a chance to focus on opponents that we're going to play year in and year out and guys that really our kids are more familiar with from other sports as well.
So you go from the likes of what, playing like St. Joe Ogden, Monticello, I think Tolono Unity even, and now you're in that Three Rivers Mississippi division. So it's Erie Prophetstown, Kewaunee, St. Bede, Princeton, Sherrard, Spring Valley Hall, and then, of course, Monmouth-Roseville, and you get a couple of crossover games with the Three Rivers Rock Division, the small school side. And I know one of those crossovers is Rock Ridge, who you open up the 2017 season with. So, you know, you talk about the contrast of schedule for you, where I mentioned, you know, an abundance of Saturday games and a lot of travel. And, you know, you take care of, you know, basically all of those issues kind of in one fell swoop.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think, you know, around town, and when I talk to people, you know, that's that schedule, it's got to be better for you, right? It's got to be better. And I said, well, it's better for us, for absolutely, but I want to make sure everybody understands it's not easier by any means. You know, we just go from different powerhouse programs we're playing, especially looking at the way we load things up. You start off with Rock Ridge right away at home and then Fulton on the road, and those are two teams that last year played 2 tremendous battles and obviously have had good sustained success over time in the playoffs and the regular season. So, yeah, you know, it's a definitely a better situation for us. I just think back to when I first got into coaching, the advice that you always got was you had to find a way to be competitive with the top 2 or 3 teams. When I was at Iowa, that was Warren and Weathersfield and Cambridge and Stark County. When I got to Rock Ridge, it was kind of Macomb and Orion. You had to find a way to get through. And then, you know, when I first got into West Central with Monmouth, it was Rock Ridge was at the top and Macomb for sure and Illini West. And, you know, the last several years, it seems like the best team on our schedule was always changing or somebody new that was popping on there to take the spot of a conference team that had left. So I'm just excited to get back and try to work towards those top programs. And when you're competitive with them, you're usually going to find a way to be in that hunt for, you know, 4, 5, 6 wins, get yourselves in the playoffs and try to get to that level.
Well, I know you played a lot of young kids last year, specifically at the end of the season, and you can take your lumps, and they kind of call it the school of hard knocks. So what about the transition here into the 2017 season? And I tell a lot of coaches, I'm worried sometimes when you're forced to play kids by attrition, the younger kids that may not be ready because you have fears of maybe losing them if they have a bad experience. So what has the transition been like? And, I mean, do you feel good and all those kids coming back?
Yeah, you know, I think it's overall it's going to be a really good thing for us. One thing that I guess our numbers did for us a year ago was we moved all of our JV games to Mondays, even the ones that weren't supposed to be or supposed to be doubleheaders. We moved them all to Mondays or Tuesdays. And so, you know, assuming we had kids that were healthy, we had a lot of those sophomores and even freshmen that were starting for us at the varsity level or playing a pretty significant role. You know, we were able to go play at least a half or a little bit more in those games. And so they got to experience success. So they were 7-1 last year and had a heck of a year. So they got to win and got to kind of, you know, almost kind of in the place of a practice, fix mistakes that were made on Friday night against kids that physically, you know, they could fix them against. And so I think that definitely helped us out. And I think the kids are very, very excited. I think, you know, just the things we've done this summer, with some 7-on-7s, and then down here at the team camp at Illinois College, you can just kind of tell that there's confidence there. And, you know, you look at some of those kids that are younger, even some of our sophomores that will start this year, nobody believes they're sophomores. And someone goes up and asks them, they, you know, they kind of look a little bit older and play with a little more confidence. And so we hope that's a positive for us. It's still, you know, it's a major jump to go from playing in the varsity game to winning a varsity game against quality competition. But I think those kids will be ready for it.
All right, and as we wrap up here, I mean, it's kind of, you know, you look at how your season starts this year with the new conference affiliation. You open up with Rockridge, a program you used to coach at, and then week two you take on a team that is coached by one of your former teammates at Aledo. So I don't know, is that like the perfect start of a season for you?
Well, I'd like to play two teams that maybe weren't going to be so good this year right off the bat, but no, it is. It's going to be exciting, and I still have a lot of good friends over at Rockridge. We see them every year at the 7-on-7 and gotten together with those guys. Coach Traynor was on our coaching staff here for my first 4 years, is over there an assistant coach for Coach Graves right now. And, you know, I've never had a chance to compete against Patrick on the football field since our first years of coaching. We met up in the quarterfinals over down in Scioto when his Fulton team beat our Northwestern La Harpe Thunder in the quarterfinals way back in, trying to think, that would have been fall of 99. So it'll be really cool to get to go against him. And those are guys I get to talk to a lot, and we talk at clinics and have the utmost respect for, and they've been doing the same job I've been doing for a long time. And so, you know, I think it's a cool thing. And it's one of those things, I think, especially with the Fulton game, it's a tribute to Coach McCarty and Coach Breed and Coach Schmitz, Coach Archer, all those guys that coached us back then that we're still doing it, you know, 20 years later, and don't look at slowing down anytime soon.
All right. Good to talk with Coach Jeremy Adolfson, and they alleviate some of those long bus rides and the crazy schedule they've had to put together the last couple of years. Is again Monmouth-Roseville, now in the Three Rivers Conference, the Mississippi Division for football. Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate it.
To Jeremy Adolfson, the head coach of Monmouth-Roseville, joining us on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.